AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The FBI says it disrupted a plot to attack a grocery store in Western North Carolina on New Year's Eve. Ed Donahue has details.
U.S. Attorney Russ Ferguson described it as an attempted terrorist attack. Arrested was 18-year-old Christian Sturdivant, who he says had been reading ISIS material and made TikTok videos.
And eventually reached out to what he thought was a member of ISIS, in reality was an undercover agent with NYPD in New York. He pledged his allegiance to ISIS with that undercover agent, and he disclosed his plans to, quote, do jihad soon.
Ferguson says Sturdivant talked about his plans.
About what means he would use to kill innocent people. He said he was going to wear a Kevlar vest and attack people with knives and hammers. And, of course, he talked about when he was going to carry out this attack, which was New Year's Eve.
He was arrested Wednesday. Sturdivant is being held after an initial court appearance. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump exchanging threats with Iran amid economic unrest in the country. Trump warning if Tehran kills peaceful protesters, the U.S. will come to their rescue. The head of Iran's Supreme National Security Council says U.S. intervention would lead to chaos in the entire region and the destruction of U.S. interests. And in Gaza, a grandmother and her 5-year-old grandson burned to death when their tent caught fire. Charles Deledesma has details.
The nylon tent in Yarmouk caught fire on Thursday night from cooking dinner, says a neighbor. Ashraf Al-Sulwer tells the AP, "We woke up to the sound of our neighbors screaming. They lit a fire to cook. Nylon is like fuel. It was a scary fire," Al-Sulwer says, calling for more reasonable living conditions for the people there. I'm Charles Deledesma.
A wobbly start to the year for stocks. The Nasdaq was flat, the S&P up about 0.2%, while the Dow added 319 points. And Tesla's no longer the leading seller of electric vehicles. That's now China's BYD. This is AP News. A couple of things worth scanning the night sky for tonight. Lisa Dwyer explains.
The American Meteor Society says that the quantitative meteor shower peaks Friday night into Saturday morning. Normally, in dark skies during the peak, sky gazers typically see around 25 meteors per hour. But this time, they'll likely glimpse less than 10 per hour because light from Saturday's supermoon is going to crash the party. To spot the quantitatives, venture out in the early evening away from city lights. Wait for your eyes to get used to the darkness and do not look at your phone. Saturday's supermoon ends a 4-month streak for supermoons that started in October. There will not be another supermoon until the end of 2026. As for major meteor showers, the next one is in April. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
NASA is planning to fly 4 astronauts around the moon and back this year. April's the target date. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.